Hi guys.
What did we discuss, Eusis?
This week we solve Rashida's main problem per usual.
Oh,
Rashida, I'm
God.
tired of solving your main problem.
You can't be
I've said
tired.
this so many
Eusis can
times.
pretend she loves this very problem. She loves it.
The next time Rashida brings a man problem, I'm not partaking. Guys, we had some interesting discussions. You don't want to miss that. Peace out.
A wrap, Eusis. Hey, hey, hey. Hello, boys and girls. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Chill Sisters podcast. My name is Rashida.
I'm Yusis Ladu. Good morning, evening, good night, whatever your time is.
Whatever the
What's that
time
saying,
is.
Rashida?
What's it?
Whenever Percy wake, Naim be in morning. Oh.
Oh, that's a good one.
Oh, you don't know that saying?
No, I
You know
don't
all these London people?
it.
Like,
Yusis.
she's trying to say, please, please, Rashida. You are a Nigerian and you don't know that saying? Let me keep quiet.
Seriously, this is the first time I'm hearing that.
Hey. Well, I think it's in the same time they now drop this one. Wherever person they chop, Naim be in workshop. That's why they call that workshop.
Workshop, okay, I know that one. There's a song about that one. Yes, is how are you doing?
Good, 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 good.
When I saw you last
Fine.
week, what have you been up to?
What have I been up to? I've not been up to one thing. Yeah, basically, I had guests for the weekend and midweek. My goddaughters were here for a teeny bitty holiday. So it's been a handful being busy with work too. But overall, alhamdulillah, it's been raining in Abuja. It's either raining or cloudy. Yeah, so that's that. Alhamdulillah. How far? I learned that it's been raining in London too.
It's been raining, but it's not serious rain. It's just, yeah, it's not a disturbing rain.
How is it going with the boys and you pre? Because this one is pre-judging them before this holiday starts, that you'll be judging cases and all that.
I've been giving them iPad. If you give them iPad, they won't disturb you. Even though I feel like it's too much, but they have this argument that it's holiday. What do you want us to do? It's a holiday. I'm like, whatever. But while you're consuming too much TV, be learning something that will impact you in the future. Don't just be what.
Exactly.
There's this thing they watch. They watch other people playing games, and they can watch that for hours. That's what we've been doing. Nothing much.
You have not been judging any case.
I have. That one is on a daily. It's confirmed. He pushed me. He did that. Apart from that, Alhamdulillah, everywhere is good.
How is London in general, the United Kingdom? Rashida, you know, I've told you I've been trying to reduce my news intake. And I think I did a good job.
What make
No,
you
no,
think
no,
that
no,
it's me that
no.
will tell you about news?
Somebody said, if you stop hearing news, how are we going to know what is happening? I say, no, because you don't have TV, you don't have laptop, you don't have iPad in your house. Be waiting for me to know what is happening.
Actually
You must be
support
crazy.
you, sis. If you
That
don't
person, but I
listen
join you and the person, Rashida, all of them are degrees.
If you don't listen to,
You
how are we going to know?
I did not expect that answer.
No, but
How are we going to know what is happening? I say,
to be frank,
oh,
or
okay.
to be sincere,
No, not be only frank.
yes,
If you
seriously.
like, I wish people could see Rashida's status. Rashida is the meme goddess. She is the
The queen of memes on my WhatsApp status.
That time they are harvesting all those memes. Use it to watch news for yourself.
Oh, you think that, wait, you think that I don't know what I'm doing when I decided to divert into memes?
I think I'll follow suit.
It's
All
for
of
my
us will be meme.
sanity.
All of us will be meme goddesses. So, Rashida, I've tried for the 1 week, no, 1 week plus that I think I did a good job. You know, you can't
Oh,
stop it in
really?
its entirety year. I'm being intentional about it. I consume less because things affect you psychologically. You don't even know for no reason. These are things that you can help. So, what are you going to do? Let me know just the summary if it's really important and that's it. I really envy my sister, my elder sister, Rashida.
She
When
doesn't
Brexit
care.
was in, she was in the UK. I was the one that pulled her. That one is just her research
You
that
see,
did that.
your sister is busy saving lives. What is her problem with you? She's doing the most important thing in this world.
And let me be saving life through this podcast too. I don't have time for news, Rashida. Any news that you want to
Your
know,
sister is a real doctor
scientist.
saving lives. She's the news. What do you
Okay.
mean she should be listening to news?
That's my motivation, my service. And actually, think about it. All this news, all this breaking news, the bad news, everything that is going on around the world. What can we actually do about it? Nothing. Look at Gaza. I told you, all the dying children. hungry children and all that, it's all over your timeline, it's all over the news. What can you do about it? You get upset, you are helpless. I try to reduce it, or I'm trying to reduce it.
Come and join us in the meme world.
I see that you are already far gone. You are a prof there. Me that we just entered the university, so I won't aspire to be you because I can't even compete.
Some days I just wake up and I feel like looking for trouble and I touch everybody.
For example, now, what is that nonsense that you put that in? If not for shame that you would dance like that, what? Why would you even say that?
See,
should I reply this lady?
It's not that I'm holding myself not to disgrace my family members. Mm-hmm. What is that dance that I can't dance?
Abby, you're the master. I can't even compete.
Somebody said that she always looks forward to seeing my memes. It's so funny. I'm like, imagine? What do you mean?
Yes, yeah.
I look for like relatable ones, so somebody can definitely relate.
Yeah, they're actually relatable. There's one I think I was like, I said, where did you get this internship? What did he say? Did I even say it? There's one that's really, really funny.
My timeline is messed up. These things just keep popping on my timeline.
Yeah, he said, them increase house guest salary. Out of joy, should go his oga. What? Oh, God. There is Sophia dancing between his chest.
Anything
will make you cool down,
my
dear, I encourage it. I love when our over-serious people on the social media trying to look down on people that do this.
They say they don't have work.
So before they started the Big Brother Nigeria has started, I think a week ago. Throughout that week prior to the launching, they were like, "These so serious people, we are going to start Big Brother. If save Nigeria now, we cannot save Nigeria because
they always call us. We are
not
the jobless
serious all the time. That you are jobless, you are not serious. Okay, you that you are serious now. What have you done?
What have you achieved? Saw a video of this guy. So he was, you know, there's this guy on the internet that behaves like a gorilla.
I know. Why does he do that?
So he came and he was explaining. So there was another video. I'm coming back to what he said. So there was another video of another girl who came out and she did this horse noise. And then she, very pretty lady. And then she came back to normal and she was looking all pretty. So he came out and said,
I think they call it neigh.
That's the sound. She neighed like a horse. This is she neighed. So he came out and said that he remember since they gave birth to him, he has not achieved what he has achieved acting like a gorilla in the past 3 years. Mm-hmm. He said when he was a normal human being, living his life, trying to be normal, he has not achieved anything. He said he has done movies. He has achieved like 5 times of what he did not achieve when he was just on the internet, just doing his thing. That he will go live and somebody will give him 1.5 million that his kids watch him, dash him money like that. He said he knows what he has been able to achieve. He said, if you like, stay there and be a human being. I've not seen what human... You better look for one animal to become, because he has not seen what human being has made him achieve in this life. It was so funny. I'm like, okay.
But, oh God.
This is you not see, a good that, advice, but
I get his point.
Yeah.
I understand what he's trying to say. Mm. And I will put it in the same category with somebody that said, see, if you see those people that you are arguing with on Twitter in real life, you'll be ashamed of yourself.
Mm.
You are going to smack yourself. You'll be like, so this is the person that I'll be busy typing, arguing with, because non-entity. Then number two, there are people that Rashida, they just want outreach.
Mm.
They are cashing in.
Yeah.
They are cashing in money. So they might not believe what they're saying, but they know why once I publish this thought, everything will break.
Yeah.
So don't engage. These people are feeding off your anger. They are feeding off your outreach. And anytime you talk about them, they get more popular, they get more followers. Their reach is now being extended to outside that same country. So please, social media is not real life, if you like. Because you wonder, why would somebody be an adult, see muzzle and everything? You'll be behaving like gorilla.
He was addressing you guys. I used to say why he's an adult, because he even mentioned it is he was addressing you guys, you in particular. You
no,
said that said
it actually makes sense, adult. Because see, Rashida, there's no one way to make
that
money
video
now
was
world.
For you it was for
but,
you
Misha, I don't talk about it, I don't watch his video. I think once
so you've come
video,
across
I'm not, I'll just say not interested. The video will never come to my FYP.
At the end of the day, it's what makes you happy, what brings food to your table. See, not everybody will get what you're doing.
For example, Rashida, because you are Tata for you. No, this guy or this boy,
what
I don't know what
the
he
hell
does.
Do you mean by I'm Tata for?
This boy, Pella, Abi, what does he do? And he's, I don't know him, I don't know what he does.
He's a TikToker.
I see all these blogs.
He's a streamer.
What does
and
he
has
be a
this
comedian
word,
or what does he do?
He has this word English. Girlfriend. Apart from the girlfriend, let me know the Pella. He had this word English. He talks like Jennifer, and his own is, if you know Jennifer, trying to explain to people that, Mrs. I know you know. I'm trying to explain to people that don't know.
But it's me that asks you this question now. You see, see you're overdoing now. Me that asked you the question, you don't want to explain to me.
So it's Jennifer,
invisible people that you are explaining to God.
I will leave.
I have like 500 million now. Will Rashida talk to me like this? Can Rashida talk to me like this?
You see, if you like, have 10 billion. If you like, decline private jet from here to Monaco, from Monaco to Dubai, from everywhere, I will still talk to you the way I want to talk to you.
Rashida,
who the hell do you think you are?
Rashida are those people that when you meet and you see them coming, you tell your bodyguard, please, so this one, she mad past you, just let her in. If you don't want trouble, just let her come.
That's why I'll be shouting, oh, so you take your appendix now.
Don't let her in. Are you
I'll
mad?
Say, who did you stop? Take your appendix.
You okay? He goes, thank you. Oh, I know they.
You know how Jennifer talks in her series? Yeah. He talks like that on a steady. That's how his communication is. I think he started at that being funny and people started following him. He's one of the biggest streamers in Nigeria now. He's
what
a TikToker.
About that?
Yes, it's weak. I can't really tell you what is funny about that. But what I can tell you is that you can't decide what will make
what
people like you.
Yes.
People
example,
will like
now,
you for what you are making.
I find Layi Wasabi very funny. But there are other people that said they have never laughed for one of his skits.
Oh, God. So that's how it is. What will make you laugh is not the same thing that will make somebody laugh.
I just wanted to understand what he does.
You see, talking about Pella, that guy, if he goes like he streams on TikTok, he can live with like 10 million, 20 million just by streaming on TikTok in a day.
Okay, thank you very much. Which brings me to this question. What is he saying that is making people to donate?
With that, his English, with the way he behaves, that guy has met the big boys in Lagos. The Obi Kubanas, like people that you think somebody like him cannot meet, he has met them. And they see him, they laugh, they engage with him, they go on his live, people see them. And you know how TikTok works. You bring a popular face, they're giving gifts, and that's how he makes his money.
Oh.
You see, they invite him to all the parties in Lagos, all the premieres.
Him, was it a premiere or award? I saw him, I said, talk.
All the music.
What is this boy doing?
The music listening, the places that before you as an individual enter by connection, this boy is being invited to all those places. And then I recently saw him go to Abuja in a private jet.
Ha!
I just think when Allah wants to bless you, it's not you that will tell him what talent you have to have.
Let's not even go there. Akimante, have you not seen people that Rashida, they'll just buy food, they'll eat it, and that's their work. People are watching, people are giving them money. You are like, it's human beings, and we are just complex.
It's like it's like somebody having a fetish now, and you say, what do they see in that fetish?
That would be my next point. I wanted to say, what about those people that they like women's feet? They call it feet porn.
Talking about feet porn, I saw
I
pay money. Yeah,
feety.
Are you talking about feet? Let me even bust your head.
Don't bust it.
You were the one. No, allow me. Let me land first before
bust
you.
It small. Make it remain small for my mama.
Somebody who said she's been paid 1,005 every month, 1,500 every month in dollars. Guess what she does? She has her client that she goes and do a dunk on. So the client that month, the client is going to tell her what food she's going to eat. The last video I saw, the client told her to eat Mexican food. So she had all this Mexican food. She had tacos, she had everything Mexican. She took her probiotics, and
see the way I'm looking at.
So she will hold the poop. She will go to his house. She will do the dunk. When she finish on him, did you hear that? On him. When she do it, he'll pay her 1,500, and that's it. Till next month again, they'll go through the process.
So Rashida, about pooping on a human being.
Wait. Don't ask me follow up questions.
No, I'm not even going to ask you follow up questions. I don't know if you remember, because it still happens when all these online celebrities, not only online self, there was a time they were being exposed that they go to Dubai on. And all these Arab men, you poop in their mouth and pay them. You forgotten?
No, I remember.
At least this one, she's the one that is doing the pooing on this man to collect her.
This is there's no at least.
There's at least opening your mouth.
I just felt something in my body.
Poop inside.
I'm not sure it's mouth.
And then you pooping
on somebody's
body. No, they said
body.
It's mouth now for the ladies.
This is.
They say it's mouth. So I think the whole fetish there is dehumanizing the ladies.
And
that's what gives them the because even an animal will not open their mouth for you to defecate. Talk more of a human being. Fine girls with all the long hair feeling, then you lie down, open your mouth, he poops. So you know it's dehumanization.
Wait, can we move to something? Let's just go
let's
on this.
Move. Let's,
oh
let's
my
move.
God,
let's
I can't
move.
Even
let's
think move. About it. My brain is not wanting to process this anymore. You see, I thought I was just going to tell you that story and you'll be like, oh, is that what happened? Then we'll move on. I did not expect you to add more. Shall we go on the streets?
Let's go on the streets.
So there was this trending topic. They said, if you want to be hated by your in-laws for no reason, marry their breadwinner. So we had other people saying, that is so
sad. So many truths to that and so many layers to that too.
So many layers.
Don't make the mistake of marrying the breadwinner. But Rashida, sometimes will you even know?
Sometimes it's after you've married the person that they will become breadwinner.
So this one is the breadwinner.
You see, sometimes it's after you have married the person, God bless both of you.
Yes, make it to be the breadwinner.
I'll make it to be breadwinner. You know that some women used to believe that it's when they married them that the man started succeeding.
No, no, you don't believe now. Something that there's evidence, there's everything. Which one is
that the woman came with grace
and blessings?
And blessings.
It's not, there's nothing like they believe. It's something that is showing working now. And there are ones that you marry them and everything goes downhill.
Oh God, please.
Yeah. And you know, Northern Nigeria now, the men, some that believe in all these malams. That's why if you see the things that they do before they marry a woman, they go and check this, check that, check that.
Oh God.
I know a man that something similar happened to. He lost his wife, his first wife, and I think he had 3 or 4 kids. So he now married this lady and she was taking care of him and the children because I think they were robbed and he was affected. Rashida, that's how this woman was taking care of him, traveling, physiotherapy and everything, even his mother. Then one day, one malam told him that there's this new lady that she's sure that they are star aligned, that the woman will marry that one now, that he has seen in his future. They'll be calling him Excellency, Excellency. He's going to become the governor of that state, but he has to marry that lady because they are star aligned.
God, that's why I started to see some people believe because you don't want to accept that. Not that you don't want to accept, you don't want to put yourself in a situation where you are thinking that because you are the one making the man succeed.
It's not you making him succeed. This man now start misbehaving. You know, come and see Wulakanchi, even from the family. Anyway, I don't need to tell you the family follows suit.
Even if
you're feeding them diamond, the moment the son or this one
dies, even if it's you that is the one feeding their brother.
The worst part of it was she was heavily pregnant and soon after she gave birth. Before the naming, Nain say, make you pack your tino. That as a matter of fact, they say she's a witch self that she has been affecting him.
It's not as if he's adding another wife. He's telling her to pack her. His shining star
so that
is coming.
Shining star go coming now.
Shining star
cannot share. Waiting concern shining star with another person now. That's how shining star came. Shining star is only to the post status dancing, you know. I think shining star was Gen Z. I don't know. Excellency know the seafood shop. Excellency go they buy food outside. Excellency life became upside down. Excellency come they lose weight. As I'm talking to you, Excellency and shining star are no more. Because even the mama, his mom was so ill, it was that said lady that was taking care of that woman. But come and see the way the mama behaved. That's how they came. I think, and she had her own children aside his that she was taking care of. I think 2 or 3. Yeah, they were like teenagers, something like that. So the good Allah is just wonderful.
Yeah.
That week that she left, next week she got a job. She is this person that has this entrepreneurial spirit. She was just shining and all that. And during fasting, that's how they would send the children to go and greet her, blah, 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 whatever. Shining star left. Excellency is not Excellency. Now they want
and they will have the audacity to tell her to come
they
back.
They don't get shame now.
They always have the audacity to say, okay,
say
it was a mistake. It was the devil.
No, it's Shaitan.
Or it was voodoo.
These things get
So people went on to write under that comment. It was so funny when I read it. Somebody said, that's so true. Nothing sparks silent resentment like stealing the family's backbone. Another person said, you cannot understand how painful I am today based on this issue. This is good advice, and I hope everyone will not make such a mistake. When you marry the one carrying the family's load, you are seen as a competition.
Yeah, you are cutting down the ration of the wealth now.
Yeah,
they used to receive 50,000, now they go manage 5k to get responsibility.
And suddenly you are the problem that they never had. Somebody said, in most cases, they don't even want the breadwinner to get married.
What? Yeah, it's true.
What do you mean people don't want the breadwinner to get married?
Now, who go they win the bread?
But wait, oh God, why do I don't know how to say this? Like, how? See, why
this
does
English
somebody
that you want to blow is very easy. Who will be winning the bread? You are coming to short the ration, Rashida. Because
wait, apart from that, why is somebody being tagged the breadwinner?
He's the one that takes the financial responsibility of everybody in the house. Everybody will relax, and God will help you or save you. He's in abroad. They are expecting dollar, pounds, euro. You not try it.
Talking about that, you sis, you know, oh God, oh God, oh God. Talking about that, one story always leads another story. So this woman, I think she's no longer with the father. So she was able to bring her son to Europe, right? And when she brought her son to Europe, the boy is a big boy. He's maybe like 15 or so, or more than, let's say maybe 16. He got a job and he started working. And then after he finished working, he was giving his salary like 500. So when he came, she started recording. She now said she wanted to put this on record. She said,
okay,
now my son, they've given him this 500. She now gave him the money. She said, share it on camera the way you shared it to me when you were giving me. He was owing his mom like 200, so he gave her 200. He was owing his friend like 100, just breaking down this 500. He said, this is what my friend is owing me. He gave it to her. His sister back home, he's going to give her like 20. His grandmother, I think this was the grandmother that raised him while the mom was hustling abroad before she could bring him. He said he's going to give the grandmother like 40 euros. He's going to give his dad like 20 euros. He shared the money that way. The mother was okay. She now said, so he's going to keep the remaining for himself to buy clothes or whatever he's going to do. So the mother said, now that you've shared this money, I don't see where you said this is for my mommy. Me that brought you abroad with my hard-earned money, I struggled, I paid your visa, I did everything. You've gotten your first salary and I don't see you giving me anything. Why is that? I know I have the money, but it will be a thing of pride for you to say, okay, this is for mommy. Buy yourself something. You can eat chips. You can do something just to appreciate everything. She now said the main reason why she's doing this video is that all those people he's trying to give money to, it's not necessary for him to give them money, because she knows what she's saying. He's going to start what he cannot finish. She said, I will send your daddy 40 euros just to keep the peace. I usually give your grandma and I give your sister, but I don't want you to start giving them now. This money, you've worked hard for it. Enjoy yourself. Don't start your life by sending money back home to people. And she gave him that life lesson, which under the comments section, I saw so many people agreeing with her, saying that they wish people had told them this earlier on. They were saying how when you start, you cannot just stop.
And you know, another thing, the angle I'm even coming from is you just started and you already
just started,
burdening yourself with these adults.
Exactly, like, what the mom
let's
said.
Let's even look at it strictly. They are not his responsibility. You know, is this trying to show you are a good person while killing yourself? Nobody is saying you should not give money, but it shouldn't be like an obligation. Every month, I must come and divide my salary with these people. They are not responsibility. I always give this example of this man that was working in London. Of course, you know, Nigerians that work double shift, now they'll finish night, they'll go and do money.
Yeah.
This man, I don't know his first job, but his second, I think, is being a driver in a train. But because he was overworked, he died in the train, behind the wheels. Yes. A Nigerian had how many thousand pounds in him? So you can just imagine, as a Nigerian, we know all this. You can just imagine the expectations, the burden, the people that he carried, all in the name of our brother, our father, our son, our whoever is in the UK, killing himself. Literally, now he killed himself trying to prove what nobody asked you to prove, trying to impress who I don't even know. It's really sad. I hope nobody will mistake what we are saying.
Exactly, thank you. I was about to
like,
say
Islamically,
that
giving is encouraged. They say, give sadaqa, give charity. give, but not in your own detriment, please. And you know, Nigerians, Rashida, the one that you are not even giving every day, Nigerians will have this entitlement, is abroad that you must give money. Talk more of you put yourself in that position that every month everybody is waiting, nobody is working. The worst one that really gets me is you see one old uncle or whoever, you now be calling you that he wants to add another wife. He has actually taken care of the wife that he has and children, that he should send money. Of course, you know, you are the one that will continue taking care of him. His own is just to balance. It's really sad. Isn't it what we call black tax?
That's what we call black tax.
But people are getting tired of it. No go marry breadwinner. We no get sense.
So many people agreed with her. It was a good life lesson for him. She wasn't trying to say that he shouldn't help, because you can never encourage somebody not to help.
Of course, use sense.
The more you give, the more you receive. In Islam, we know that giving is a thing. Let it be part of you that you should give. Let it be something that you do willingly. If you have, you give. But let it not be something that you don't have, but you're trying your possible best. Like you are trying to kill yourself to give so that you can please other people. Let's solve one man problem. I have my problem. You always complain when I bring my problem.
I need women problem now.
No, but
yes, because we never bring women
Uses,
problem.
Excuse
what is
me.
Problem?
Wait, Uses, men man are they not man. Going? Yes, men are they not going through a lot? Don't you see them everywhere?
Are the women not going through a lot?
But we have to be balancing these things, you know.
You, there's nothing balanced about your problem solving. By now, everybody knows it's only man problem. You know.
Let me read this last one. Next, I'll bring woman problem. So
if
this
you see
one,
the smirk on her face while she's saying that, people, okay, no problem.
This guy said, bringing this here because I want to be sure my decision is not irrational. My friend asked me last month to please accommodate his friend for a week since he didn't have space and still lives with his siblings. This friend of his is supposed to be in town for 2 weeks only. Emphasis on only.
Only. Only.
He got to my flat first week of July and this is the end of the month. Well, I'm not worried about his prolonged stay. Now my worry is, this guy is in my guest room and he never greets or speaks to me. Since my friend is since my friend is around most of the time, they discuss by themselves, even when I sometimes try to make conversations when they are together. I notice he doesn't speak or acknowledge my presence or contributions. He has everything. He has everything at his disposal to make his stay comfortable. This guy is a good host. He's a good host. He said he has Wi-Fi, Netflix, a room to himself, and etc. He said my cleanup.
This one is 3-star hotel.
What's 3-star hotel? This is more than 3-star hotel.
I didn't hear you.
This is a 4-star, 5-star hotel. He said my cleaner picks his clothes and wash when doing mine. There's even cleaning services. And you say it's a 3-star. Thank you.
No, it's not. I take that back.
At least 4-star. Let's see if there's more. So that, because it's as if it's going to reach 5-star. He's not treated like a visitor because he came from my friend. I became uncomfortable since this week. Why will I see him in the morning and he won't even say a word? Guy, he said this guy is even younger than me and all that. I have just told my friend to come and take him out of my house. Good. If he still has business in town, he can carry on in a hotel or something. I honestly think this is such an uncultured person. Who doesn't know how to behave towards their host? My friend wants me to reconsider and said he will discuss with him.
Reconsider will kill him.
But I don't have time for all that. Reconsider what? Are you okay? You brought somebody that has
Rashida
something up there. Consider fire. Are you okay? You are your friend. You are not okay.
Rashida, first thing first, I think he was over nice because the first week behaving like now you build a house or now you pay that rent, you are off. And him, his friend, didn't he observe what his friend was doing? I'll come and accommodate you, doing everything for you. You have the audacity. Nigerians, we like giving some information or adding some information for effect.
Yeah.
Why was he telling us that this person is younger than him? Even if he was older
my
than you, even
dear,
if your papa age me, you are
dear.
The host. It's simple courtesy. Good morning. Thank you. Do you understand?
Is, no, what man, do you no, mean? Rashida, how wait, do we wait, get wait, here wait, that you wait, are in somebody's wait. House? Okay.
Rashida, wait, wait. Maybe that friend said it's his house. So you know men are lies, 5 and 6. Because think about it. But even if
it's even
your
if
friend's
he said
house,
it's
this
your
is
friend's,
the person that is taking care of the house. What's there in the
Eustace, you actually have a point.
He can lie. He can say this one now, my boy. This is my house. I'm keeping. But even
Eustace,
if that was the lie,
that is what happened. He might say that this boy is his house boy.
Yes, but Eustace, even at that, when you see your kind of problem, Rashida, even if it's your house boy, when the friend comes around, can't he see how like he converse with this said house boy?
We have seen Nigerian films that things like this happen. You know that kind of thing that you say, this is my house. I just gave him to be staying because I have another house where my siblings are staying. You know, he hasn't taken him to that his other house. There are some lies that guys do within themselves to prove a point.
They can lie. God, oh.
You see, I didn't think of that. You hit the nail on the right spot.
Like, but it doesn't make sense.
That is the only thing that makes sense now.
Even if that's true, what is there in greeting? And I think the host made the things worse by even washing his clothes, giving his laundry guy to wash it. He said, this one through too.
So, yeah, but if this guy has the mentality that it's his friend's house, he might be thinking this other friend is squatting. As per, this is my friend's house. I'm the boss in the house. Let me give you an example so that you understand this thing clearly. I come to your house and I invite a friend, but I have already told that friend that I just gave you this house to stay and it's my house. So when the friend comes, she's looking at you as a squatter. Your opinion doesn't matter in this situation. She is coming as your boss because you are squatting in her friend's house and she knows me more than she knows you.
She's squatting now.
But she doesn't
know. We are all squatties.
It depends on how I have painted you to her.
God. End with unnecessary lie. Why
this is the
I
only thing that
to...
makes sense. Thing that I can say makes sense.
Rashida, do you know what? I'm not even blaming the friend. I'm blaming the host. First day, second day, you do that attitude, you are leaving my house. You are not staying 1 week.
If I don't feel comfortable
you are not
with you,
staying
there's
1 week.
I can stay with you.
Do you understand? You are not staying up to 1 week.
But usually when you go to somebody's house, you try to be your good books. You're trying to do everything right by the books. You
this
know, you're
not
to...
even saying they should be friends. So it's just the simple pleasantry. So good morning, no, good night.
Yeah, that's
how
not even
day?
Nice.
It too.
It's even a dangerous situation to stay with somebody like this. And this friend that brought him, that is saying that he's going to talk to him as what? Who are you?
It's true. He's one. Only God knows what he has told that nonsense friend.
Yes.
God forbid.
You see, my mind's problem sparks conversation. Yes. We have come to the end of today's podcast. Thank you guys for listening this far. Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe, and leave us an honest review. You see what we do for you guys on this podcast? We bring you interesting conversations that you missed.
Oh, please. Don't mind, Rashida. Just follow us on all our social media handles. It's Adichie Sisters Podcast, both on Instagram and TikTok. We are on YouTube too. You can hang out with us there. We there for you, as always. Thank you guys for listening thus far. We really appreciate it.